You're listening to The Grow Show with me, Gary Jones. Hey folks, and how are you doing today? Now, if you're joining us on Facebook Live, thank you very much. And if you're watching this on listen to the podcast, thank you again. And also on the replay. So my name's Gary from Grow Marketing Media, and today I'm going to be talking to you about how to build an online course or challenge. Now, at this time of year, with everything that's happening with COVID-19 and lockdown, online courses and challenges are becoming really popular to both create and also absorb. People have got more free time, or some people have got more free time than other people. And what this has given us is an opportunity to share our knowledge. Online courses and challenges is something that I've been really passionate about for probably about 4 years. And it was probably 4 years ago I started my first 14-day challenge, which was all about Twitter at that time. Since then, I've done online challenges about Twitter. I've done creating content. I've done video. I've done creating content. I've done LinkedIn. I've done in the Grow Inner Circle, innovation, gratitude, and so much more. So online challenges and courses have always been part of what I love doing, and that is just to share my knowledge. And this Facebook Live and this podcast should just give you an idea of how to create your own online course challenge. And if you're in the Grow Inner Circle, you will know that there's always a challenge happening there. At the moment, it's Creative Month, but I've just started in a subgroup today, a challenge all about writing a book. In a nutshell, we break it down into different sections, and by 6 weeks, we'll all have books to release. It's going to be so cool. So these are the 12 steps that I'm going to be covering. And if you've got questions, like I see there's already a question happening on here, then brilliant. I will answer as I go along. So first one, and I'll answer Duncan's question in just a second. The first point is to have a strong idea about what you want the challenge to be about. Now, with challenges, you know, if you've got a strong idea or a strong goal that you want to achieve with the challenge or course, and this isn't from your point of view at this point, this is from the person who's taking its point of view, then actually you can cater for that so much more. So have a strong, clear goal. Is it to improve their knowledge on a particular subject? Is it to give them more clarification? Is it for them to work through a issue or a problem? Have a strong and clear goal. Have a good idea about what you want to do and what you want the outcome to be after they've completed it. So they would be able to do X, or they'll be able to do this, or actually they'll be understand this more, so therefore they can develop other people. Have an outcome, have a clear goal, have a good idea, and have a clear outcome. Also at this stage, as Duncan said in the comments, you can decide then whether it should be a free or a paid challenge. And I suppose this depends on the time that you're, you know, it depends on loads of different factors. It depends on what you want out of it. It depends on what part of the sales funnel or your marketing mix it sits in. I'll go into that a little bit more in a bit. And it also depends on actually how much time is the person going to be putting into the challenge. Because even a free challenge is still going to cost them money to do, because it's going to cost their time, but also it's going to cost you time and energy to create. So to decide whether it should be a free or paid challenge, that's a real good question. And I would say it really depends on how you feel about it and how you think the audience will feel about that. I'm going to leave that there for now, and then I'll come back to that. But you should also, so if you've got a goal, you've got an idea, you've got an outcome that you want to achieve, you also need to know the audience. You need to know if your audience is going to want to have a challenge about that particular topic. Will it help them overcome something? Will it help them achieve clarification or achieve a goal? Now, your audience might not want a free challenge because they might actually value paid challenge more than free. It depends on your audience. So you've got to think about it like that. You don't want to do a kick-ass challenge, really good challenge that's going to help them, put it out for free, and then not value it. So you've got to make sure that the actual challenge itself is worth the price, but also you don't devalue it at the same time. That's all to do with knowing the audience and knowing what they want to do. If they're not going to want to know about a particular topic, do you know what? No point doing a challenge about it. But for me, start of a challenge is all about having a strong, clear idea, having a goal that you know you want to achieve for that person taking it, but then also knowing the audience and saying, actually, they're going to want to see this challenge. Once you've got all that, then actually you're onto a winner, because if it passes all those bits, the challenge is there and it's going to be successful. So then what you need to do is you need to separate that idea, those goals, into separate sections. So for instance, if I'm doing a Facebook challenge, so let's say a 14-day Facebook challenge, for instance, the outcome or goal for me would be to get my participants to get a better understanding of Facebook and the individual parts of Facebook. The goal at the end of it will be for them to understand that more. And the audience will probably be on Facebook, so I'll probably host it in Facebook groups. What I'd also then do is break it down into different sections. And so therefore, one section would be about business profiling. It would be about ads. You'll have groups, you'll have conversations, it'll be connecting people, it'll go in live, it'll be video, pictures, you know, all those different topics. So you basically break down the idea into the different sections. Now that's going to give you an idea of how long the challenge should be. Because if you're asking them to, let's say, optimize their Facebook profile, and you're giving them 5 or 6 tasks to do in that particular section, how long is it going to do that section? And do you give them a day? Do you give them a week? Do you give them a few days until the next topic? You've got to decide that. But you've got to break down the initial idea into the sub different sections. And then from there, you can decide, actually, you know, these could be daily ones, or actually, it's only going to take 10, 15 minutes, so we'll do 2 a day. Whatever it is, you've got to decide at that point. Also, at that stage, once you've kind of got the framework in place in terms of you know what the idea is and you know what the different sections are, you can then start to figure out where you're going to hold your online course or challenge. Is it going to be in a Facebook group? Is it going to be on another platform like MailChimp, ActiveCampaign, where you can set it up as an automation? You know, you've got to decide all these bits where you've got to think to yourself, well, actually, what format is it going to take, and where it's going to hold, where you're going to hold the course, so MailChimp, ActiveCampaign, Facebook, wherever it is. You've also got to decide what bits and pieces are going to be in those bits. So how am I going to communicate my individual parts? So for instance, in the Facebook challenge I'm talking to you about, are we going to have a video to go alongside it, which will be a summary? Would it be a PDF? Would it be a podcast? Would it have different sections where you're going to, are you going to have different sections to make you have, I've lost my train of thought because my phone rang, my bad. So you've got to decide on the format. And with the format, you've got to think about the different sections. So are you going to have a video? Are you going to have a PDF? Are you going to have a list of questions for people to do? Are you going to have a section about further reading so they can explore the subject more? Are you going to have a things to do so they've got call to actions for that particular bit? These are bits that you've got to decide. And you've got to make sure that you're really clear and consistent with it. So therefore, someone knows each of the step of the way what they're getting. So every day I'm going to be getting a daily video, I'm going to get a PDF, and I'm going to get a list of 3 things to do for that particular section. Make it simple for that person. Make it simple. So as you can see, you're building upon different blocks. So first of all, you've got the idea, then you've got the framework, then you've got the individual sections of that framework. Now what you can do is you can start designing your challenge. And if you've got any ideas for challenges that you want to release, put them in the comments below, and we can have a discuss a few different ways of you doing it if you want to. But you've got the idea, you've got the subsections, you've got then the framework about the formats. Now it's the time to start creating that content. It's time to start building your online course. Now, I've been speaking for 10 minutes now, and I'm just about to start talking about the actual content. So, when you think about an online course, it's just like anything. You've got to make sure it fits within your business and gives people value. The one section I haven't spoken about is what it gives you as a business, and I'll talk about that at the end. But for now, we're going to start talking about how to create your own course. So you've got the idea. You know what you're going to do. Let's say you're going to do a daily video, PDF, and three things to do. So a simple three-step approach per day. And you can release it every day. If it's a 14-day challenge, you're going to be having 14 videos that you're going to be producing. So to produce, and you know you need to do PDFs, so you need to write 14 PDFs, and you've got three things to do per one. So you've got the idea. The video can be a summary of what you want the main points to be. The PDF can quite happily be something as simple as, it could be something as simple as 10 things to do today, or, these are what we're going to be doing. But you want to give the meat and bones in the PDF. The video is for the people who don't want to read it, and the PDF is for the people who might not want to see the video but would want to deep dive into that particular topic. And that could be anywhere from a page of A4 to 10, 12, 20 pages long, depending on what topic you're covering. You could also attach PDFs to it as well. So if you've got further reading, put it in there. And then the three things to do, you want to make it as simple as possible. Once you've got that main body, so that main PDF to give away, and the three things to do, then you can create the video. And the reason why I say it like that is because if you try to do the video without having a clear plan or having the three points to do and as well as the body, you're going to find the video so much harder to do, and you'll have more issues with doing it first time, and you're probably taking loads more times because you're thinking about the content as you're going along. If it's all laid out, you know the three things that you want the person to do, and you know you've got content there, you're going to be onto a winner quicker. So come up with the ideas, three things to do, and then do the video. What I would recommend you doing is write batch, kind of recording your content and batch writing your content. So once you've done one PDF, you do the next one, and you do the next one, you do the next one. Attach the three things to do at the end of the PDF, and then you can detach it at the end of it. But once you're in the flow, do it. Because also, once you've done video one, and you know what video two is going to be about, you can do video two, and you'll do video three afterwards, and it'll be a lot, lot quicker. Batch recording makes such a difference. Once you've created the PDF, you've done the things to do, you might have done the video at this stage, you might not have, you can start creating graphics. And you can do graphics at any stage, because some people like to do the graphics as templates for the for the different sections. But do graphics in somewhere like Canva, InDesign, whatever kind of graphic software you want to use, but create graphics for them, because then you can share those on social media. And once you've got the idea for maybe one or two sections, and they're the first two sections, and you've recorded all the content, share it, because you can always add to it. If you set up an automation on MailChimp or ActiveCampaign, or there's more different platforms out there than those two, then you can start create a sign-up sheet, and you can get people to sign up and start doing it. If you're going to do it on a Facebook group, then I will talk about the launch process later on. But the main thing is, don't be afraid to start it before you wrote all the content. I don't think there's any courses that I've launched. No, there's been no courses that I've launched where I've finished writing the content before I've actually released it. I've always been in that stage where I've got a really, really great idea and I've got it all laid out. Might have things to do, might have the titles, but I haven't done the PDFs or videos in this example for all of them. But that's fine, because I've got 14 days to do it. But make sure you've got a couple of days in advance, because what you don't want to do is spend your time just constantly chasing your tail. But remember, once you wrote a course or challenge, you've got it, and you can reshare it a number of times, and that's the beauty of it. So you've got the format, you've got the videos, you've got the things to do, you might have got one or two, you've got the graphics, you can start building it in somewhere. Now, when I say automation in MailChimp or ActiveCampaign, what I mean by this is you set it up in a way where people can sign up to it and then they get the information without you doing anything. So you set in, so you set up as an automation. So after email one goes out, it, this computer, the software will wait a day, and an email two will go out, wait a day, email three will go out. You know, you get the idea. And there's different one, different platforms you can do this on. I've personally done them on ActiveCampaign and MailChimp, so that's what I'm talking to you about. But there's loads of other ones available to you. Main thing is, set it up in a way that you don't have to keep doing it time and time again. It's going to save you time. It's going to be a lot more kind of fluid for the person taking the course. And also, you don't have to worry about getting busy because it's done. It's all sorted. So have a sign-up sheet, then have it automated. So email one goes out a day after signing up. Well, email one goes out as a welcome. Email two goes out one day after email one, and go down this. Start building it straight away. And then throw the sign-up sheet on social media, send that out in a newsletter and all that kind of stuff. Talking about newsletters, you can always follow up the email campaign with a follow-up newsletter if you wanted to. Just make sure, obviously, you're GDPR compliant, and make sure you're giving people the option of signing out as well. But setting up an automation is such a great way and such a simple way of keeping them going. Now, if you're doing this on Facebook or another social media platform, I'm a fan of doing challenges on Facebook, and if you haven't checked out the Grow in a Circle for the list of challenges, please do. We at the time of recording, which is the 14th of April 2020, we've got challenges on gratitude, innovation, creative, purpose and content, art, plus loads more. I can't remember. But they're the main ones that I can think of straight off the top of my head. Best thing to do really is on Facebook, set a time scale of when you're going to do it. So let's say a 14-day challenge starting on Monday. You create an event that you can share with different people, and you do that as soon as you've kind of got the event started up, and then you tell people this is where the event's going to be. You can sign up and put a link there, or you can post it straight into Facebook. Now, if you're an admin of a Facebook group, you can then schedule content in that actual group. So, which means actually, if you've got the content as in the graphics and the text, great. Absolutely great. Because then you can just whack it in and that's your job done. Then you can cut, comment and monitor the comments and talk to people as they go along. Do the occasional live, but make sure you've got all the content there. And also, if you're not running that on Facebook, but you're doing a pure email campaign, have a think about doing a Facebook group just dedicated to that online course. Now, what I mean by that is if you've got your email automation going out, some people will always look at the emails. Some people won't look at the emails. Some people will get bored of the emails. Some people won't receive emails because of spam or whatever it is. But if you've got an exclusive Facebook group dedicated to that challenge, then they're more likely to engage with other people in that challenge. So it's a networking opportunity, but also it's another place where you can share articles, you can share those videos. Remember, you've already got the content, so you don't have to replicate the content. Share those content, share those videos, share those PDFs, but make sure that actually you've got all the same bits on the Facebook group as you have on the automation. Just make sure it's replicated, because some people always have a look at the Facebook group and some people will look at the emails. Some people might flip between two. But you're just giving your audience the easiest and simple way of getting the information. Remember, if you've got any questions, let me know. Don't worry about the steps. I'll recap those later on. But let me know if you've got any questions in the comments below. And also, if you're watching on YouTube, please still put your comments because I will still do that. And on the podcast, put them in the comments below on your podcast platform that you're listening to. So some of the points that I've kind of covered that I want to expand on a little bit is the PDFs. I say create a PDF. And I think it's important to have the information in a downloadable way. So therefore, if you create a PDF, you can host it or home it on the platform that you're setting the automation on, say MailChimp or ActiveCampaign, or you can pop it on your website. If you've got a website, you can load it up as a piece of media, and then therefore you can access it from there. The videos, you'd be able to host those on something like YouTube. You can set up your own YouTube channel, have a secret playlist or a private playlist where no one else can see it, and then you can just pop the URL into MailChimp ActiveCampaign wherever you want the video to be loaded. With Facebook, I would put the video native into Facebook itself, so therefore a person can just click on it and watch the video itself. And then on Facebook, you can also then, in the same post, put the link to the PDF so people can get more information from there. So that's where I would place the video and the PDF. In terms of the things to do, put it in the post. Put it in the post by all means. So in theory, an example post could be, and I'm just going to kind of lay it out, three different sections. Top section, today's task is for you to optimize your Facebook profile. The main body of the text, the main task is for you to check out the following details. And I want you to make sure that you are covering this, this, and this. For the full list, check out this PDF and have a link to the PDF. Or watch this video to see the main points and then have a video embedded underneath. It's quite simple, but that could be a general post that will give people the video if they want to watch the video, the main body, so a summary, then the text for the link, and then the call to action, which on Facebook would be the video. On another one, it could be to read the 3 points or to check out this too. If you wanted the further reading as well and the outside articles, attach those as separate posts in the Facebook group, but on that day. And also at the bottom, just say for further reading, check out this, this, and this, and have it down there. It's quite simple. But again, you're just giving the people the information. The frustrating thing about online courses, and this is the one bit that gets me, and I'm sure people get it as well, is that people don't follow through with the information. So you can give them all the information in the world. You can give them the world on a stick. You can tell them step by step what they need to do, but they still need to action it. They still need to do it. And old phrase, you can take a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. It's so true. So there's always going to be a certain proportion of people who sign up to a course who don't follow through. And I hate to say it, free courses have a higher dropout rate and a lower engagement rate than paid courses, purely because people have paid for their time and paid for that course, so therefore they're going to want to follow through more to do it. So again, following Duncan's question about paid or free, I'd probably say paid on the majority of them, because they're more likely to do it. It's got a higher engagement rate and people are probably less likely to drop out. But have a think about what you want to do in terms of the free and the paid and about the automation. So I'm just going to recap some of the different points that we've said about. Number one, you need to have a strong idea, a strong core focus and a clear outcome or goal for your audience. You need to know what format your audience is going to love. Are they going to want to watch video? Are they going to want to read a PDF? Are they going to want the information really quick, simple, so bullet points will do? What format are they going to want? Then you need to separate that main idea into the different sections of it. And then you'll decide how long in between, how long each section will take, and therefore how long to do and take in between the different sections. So you then decide in a time scale of the actual course. Then you can create the content. So you can start with the graphics if you wanted to, so you can share on social. You can start, you decide on the format. So is it going to have video and all that kind of stuff, and start creating those individual bits. Remember, if you're going to do video, make sure you know what you're going to say. So the things to do plus also the PDF, if you can have a PDF or a summary before doing the video. It will save you so much time doing it in that order. Then create a sign up sheet or a way of people sign up to the actual challenge, be that a Facebook event, be that a group, be that a automation on MailChimp, ActiveCampaign, all that kind of thing. Then start creating the content for it. But don't be afraid of starting the challenge before you've actually finished it. Because 9 times out of 10, you're writing a challenge as you're going along. Especially if it's a 14-day, 21-day challenge, you've got the time to be able to do it. But make sure you've got a few days ahead of yourself to give you time and a backup. Once you've all that got sorted, that's your challenge and course made. Basically, you just then need to do that, which is 90% of the work. What you've also got to consider is what part of the marketing mix this falls in. Now, what I mean by this is, if you've, let's say you've got a funnel, and you might have seen the sales funnel, you've got all your leads going on top, and they shift through down the funnel, getting smaller and smaller and smaller, until you've got your qualified sales down the bottom. Now, I'm no sales expert, I'm no sales funnel expert, but you've got to decide at which stage of your funnel this challenge is going to sit. What I mean by that is it going to be a sales course or challenge for your existing customers, or are they going to be for your top edge, so therefore you're going to give value but you want them to buy some cards? You've just got to decide that. And I've also seen a model where you've got the product steps. So is it going to be a free lead magnet, sales magnet leading to a sale, or is it just going to be kind of a really top end course for your clients? You've got to decide where your model fits. And once you've decided that, then actually that probably makes the idea, the goal, a bit clearer. But remember, there's three things that an online course has to be. And if you take anything away from this, it's these three bits. Number one, it's got to give value. It's got to give maximum value to the person who is taking it. You've got to help them. You've got to make sure that the challenge or the course achieves their goal, not yours, their goal. And number three, you've got to complete it. You've got to follow through. You've got to make sure that if you're doing a 14-day challenge about a particular topic, on day 14, the content is there. There's no point starting the challenge if you can't complete it. So that is my take. And this is all it is. This video is all about, and this podcast is all about, my take on how to create an online course or challenge. Now, if you want to find out more, come and check out the Grow Inner Circle. It's my free, at the time of recording, my free mentoring group. And I say free at the time of recording because it is normally charged with £15 per month for a person. But for lockdown, I've wiped it. So as long as we're in lockdown, it is free. But check it out, the Grow Inner Circle, because you will see loads of examples of challenges that we've set up in there, ranging from Twitter to video to content to innovation to creativity. And at the moment, we're writing a book. It's really cool in there, so check that out. But please, don't be afraid of online challenges. All it is a way of you sharing the information with your audience. Now, take care, my friends. If you've got any questions, please put them in the comments below. Catch up with me at another time, and I will see you all later on for the next edition of The Grow Show. And please, if you find this useful, share it with someone else. Let's share the love. Thank you very much. Take care, my friends. See you soon. Bye-bye.